typically when you're in high school and you're planning on going to college, you got a guidance counselor at your high school. Most of mine that I work with are non-traditional students, and so they don't have that guidance counselor to tell them, what do I need to do? How do I get a high school transcript from 20 years ago? How do I, you know, get my immunization record? And, you know, just little things like that that you got to do, and I need a compass test. What is that? Where do I get that? And those kind of things. But I also work with high school dropouts, that getting them into a GED program or different things. Or we have a lot of programs around here that's just work training programs. So my job actually works with having somebody either get a high school diploma or GED, or helping them with anything after. I love the aspect of helping people that want to have education. Typically, everybody I work with is wanting to better themselves. I actually had a student from Wyoming Indian High School. This boy that was probably about 6'3", a big boy. He would be what I would call a linebacker size. And very quiet, very polite. And, you know, we sit him down and we talked to him about doing applications, and we talked to him about the FAFSA, and he always did everything. And when we got to the FAFSA, it had questions about your parents. And it came up that both of his parents were deceased. And so, you know, I get excited in the aspect that I know that this boy is going to qualify for some federal aid to help him go to college. You know, but we had to get death certificates, and he would do everything I asked. And I kept trying to explain that, you know, we're doing this so you can get free money to go to college. This is going to help you. And, you know, he didn't really show a lot of emotion. And it was finally the very last day he got an award letter from Central Wyoming College, and it said how much money he was going to get. And here is this big linebacker that just all of a sudden broke down in tears in front of me, that all of a sudden goes, I'm going to college. And I'm going, well, we've been working on this for 4 months. Yeah, you're going to college. And he really didn't believe that it was possible for him to go to college because he didn't have the money to pay for it. And, you know, he went through all the steps that I told him to do. But that was the first time I realized that they might do everything, but in their heart, they still don't believe it. And so, like I said, to have this big boy break down in tears and got excited and, you know, all those emotions come out of him was that first aha moment that I'm making a difference.